Blog Talk Radio.
Gracious Father, as always, it is such a privilege to come before your precious throne of grace. And we just thank you once again, Father God, for awakening each of us up, Father God, to this here another day, Father God. And your word says that we should rejoice and be glad in any day that you give unto us. And so help us find things to continue to rejoice and to be glad about. Father, we pray right now for the speaker of the hour that you are bringing before us, oh, Father God. And we just pray that you would use her in a special manner today, Father God, to speak forth the words, Heavenly Father God, that you would have her to speak forth this day, Father. And we pray, Father God, that you would just orchestrate things just like you normally do, Father God, so that everyone who is intended to hear this word that's coming from you by way of her will hear the word and that their hearts will be ready to receive it, dear Heavenly Father God. So we just praise and we thank you as always for a blessed opportunity, Father God. And we pray these things in the mighty and awesome name of our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Mr. Chambers, you can go ahead and start.
Well, this truly is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. And I'm just so delighted and grateful to be invited to be able to share, you know, just some great things that God is really doing, and he's moving in such an extraordinary and amazing way in this season of my life. And I'm just so thankful for Faith, Sister Faith, for extending the invitation for me to be able to share just a few minutes today just about his goodness and his grace and his mercy, because truly that is what it's all about. So I just want to say thank you very much for having me on the show today.
Oh, thank you. Glory to God in all his splendor. We are blessed and honored to have you.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, you know, I guess I should share my story with you real quickly. I am originally from Sacramento, California, and I have been blessed to be able to travel around the world, living in Atlanta, Georgia for, I guess, the last 22 certain years. And for the last year or so, just kind of been traveling around, trying to figure out where the next place I'm going to be laying my head. But just been blessed to not only be you know, very successful, and after being downsized and from corporate America, after working in the nuclear industry for 11 years at the age of 30, which was about 22 years ago, was downsized and lost everything, became homeless in Atlanta, Georgia, and that really began a turning point for my life and really helping me develop, if you will, and build that faith muscle, because then I really had to trust in God of what the next season of my life was going to be. And I was just really blessed that I was introduced to a huge business opportunity, and I was grateful that I was open enough to accept it and knew that it was truly God that was bringing this blessing my way. And as a result of that, was really able to, you know, create a tremendous successful business. And as a result of that, you know, began being requested, just as today, to be a speaker and a trainer and a coach. So I do a lot of women's conferences. I'm able to go and speak at a lot of different churches. I'm just sharing, you know, my testimony, my story, because from being homeless to now being able to help the homeless, have a homeless ministry in Atlanta, Georgia, and Ghana, West Africa, where I lived there for 3 years. I actually had a church and a ministry there, and I still have a children's ministry in Ghana, West Africa. I also have a nonprofit organization, Pink Ladybug Foundation, which is a breast cancer awareness organization that was launched in honor of three of my best friends that passed away due to the disease of breast cancer. So we began this movement, if you will, Speak Life, you know, through the word. It says, in the beginning was the word. And 3 years ago, I was really given the revelation that there's power in speaking life. You know, as the word says, there's both death and life is in the power of the tongue. And I realized after looking and reflecting over my life, it really was all about the conversations that I was having with myself and what I was speaking into existence, because I realized we truly do have the power to speak life, and that then becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. So, you know, there's that song that sometimes you have to encourage yourself and sometimes you have to speak the word over yourself. And through this journey that I was able to go on, I really began to really understand and get a clear understanding of the revelation of what that word really meant, that you can speak to things as if they were. That's that faith that then becomes a reality for you, and it turns it into reality in such a magnificent and a major way. So Speak Life has really kind of become, and I think, Sister Faith, I think that's how you and I became acquainted on Facebook, through my Speak Life ministry. I have a radio talk show now, which we launched just about 3 months ago as well, on an online radio station where I'm on Monday through Friday, and just so blessed to be able to speak life each and every single day. And I tell you, you know, now that I'm doing the show and speaking life every day, from the women's conferences to the radio shows, to the schoolhouses and to the churches, it's so amazing when you just realize how powerful that truly is. You know, sometimes we just say things. You know, we could quote the scriptures, but really understanding that we truly do have the power. The word says, greater works than these shall we do. And we need to understand that the God created us to do magnificent and amazing things. And he created us to be extraordinary in every sense of the word. And it really is all about understanding and embracing that truth. And over the last 3 months, really over the last 22 years of my life, I've been able to get closer to God and get closer to that understanding and get centered in my faith to understand that no matter what's going on in your life, no matter the season in your life that you may face, that you have to be willing to speak that word over yourself and remind yourself what the word says about you. My favorite scripture is Romans 8:28, for all things work for the good for those who are called according to his purpose. So I realize no matter if it's light or if it's dark, no matter if it's good or if it's bad, no matter if the season is confusing, I understand and I'm clear that it is all working for my good. So when I'm not sure about what's really happening or understand the season in my life at that time, I'm able to quote that scripture over my life, that all things work together. And the other scripture says, count it all joy in the midst of all things. You know, about 10 years ago, I was kind of struggling with some things, and, you know, and I was like, God, I really don't understand that word. How am I supposed to count this all joy? My life was falling apart. Personal relationships were falling apart. I was going through a divorce. My business was kind of, you know, suffering a little bit, and, you know, just things just was not connecting. And I remember going into deep prayer and deep meditation and saying, help me understand this. How am I, in the midst of my hurt, in the midst of my pain, in the midst of my confusion, how am I supposed to count it all joy. And I honestly, I just didn't understand it. So I really began searching and I began praying. And then something just told me, just begin to give thanks for where you are. And in the moment of gratitude, I realized, wow, no matter what it is that you're going through, if you could just say, Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for waking me up to see this day. Thank you for the air that I breathe. Thank you for allowing me to take a deep breath. I thank you for the, you know, the breath of life. I thank you for the gift of life. If that's all you have to say today, that's more than most can say. And I realized that once I shifted my thinking and shifted my spirit of gratitude, that I no longer felt the need to complain. And I realized in the confusion, begin to clear up, because, again, we can always find a way to say thank you. And then you begin to speak the words that I'm more than a conqueror and I can do all things. And if God is for us, who can be against us? And in that, there is strength. In that, there is wisdom. And in that, there is truly a spirit of praise and a spirit of thanksgiving. So I'm just so grateful to God for revealing that to me each and every single day. And every day I get closer to a greater understanding of that. I really do. I get closer to a greater understanding than that, because it doesn't mean that now that I understand it, that life doesn't, you know, still happen. Things still happen, but now there's a difference in how I respond to it versus how I react to it. See, reaction means that we're reacting without the level of understanding and clarity of faith, that knowing that God is going to get us through this, that he's always with us, that he will never forsake us. And because of his mercy and his grace, we're able to walk in that truth and walk in that knowing every single day without fail. And I'm just so excited right now. There's just such an amazing peace. You know, it's that peace that passes all understanding, that joy that you get that you just can't really explain to anyone else, but there's just a peace in the knowing that he is there, and he's always there, and he's always going to be there. And when you know that you know that you know, then there truly is a spirit of rejoicing, and there comes a spirit of praise, and there definitely is a spirit of thanksgiving. So even in the midst of my tears, I can still shout out and say hallelujah. Even in the midst of my tears, I can still say thank you, God. I remember I was going through a little series in my life and a little heartbreak in my life last year, and I remember a dear brother of mine in Trinidad, you know, I was just like, man, this hurts. It really hurts. And he said, well, that's a good place. That's a good place to be, because as long as you're feeling the pain, that means you are still yet alive. So I'm grateful for still being amongst the living, and I'm grateful to be able to be a mouthpiece and to be able to be an ambassador of hope and an ambassador of endless possibilities of what is possible, because I truly do know that we can. We truly can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And when we stand on that truth, not just in word, but in deed. So, yes, we have to speak the word over our lives, but then we have to take that action of faith and walk in that truth. Even though we can't touch it and feel it and see it and hear it right now, we need to know that it's there for us. And we just need to keep walking in the direction that God is leading us. And the most amazing thing for me right now is when you understand that purpose is real, and when you are walking in your purpose, on purpose, and when you're walking in your purpose, on purpose, God orchestrates the rest. He aligns the universe in all things, hence the connection with Sister Faith. Hence, that's why we're on this show right now together. He aligns his people together, those that are walking in the truth and those that are walking in the light and those that are being awakening and those that are they're going back to a place of remembrance. That is the message that has been coming up over the last 3 months. See, we all once upon a time knew that we were created for greatness. And through this life sometimes, and through, you know, the world around us, we are trained to forget. We're trained to forget how powerful we truly are, and that it is the God in us. And if we have the God in us, that means we have the power to create and to speak. And he said that. He promised that. Again, going back to what I said earlier, greater works than these shall you do. So we are to be realistic I learned this yesterday. Be realistic and expect the miracles, because that's just what it's supposed to be. We're not supposed to be shocked. We're not supposed to be confused when miracles happen. We are to expect the miracles to happen, because the moment you were born, you were the greatest miracle. The moment you were blessed to see another day is another miracle. So I'm learning to be realistic. I'm expecting the miracles to come. Don't know where they're coming from. It's none of my business where it's coming from. I just know that it's going to happen. Why? Because it was promised in the living word. And the key is the word is alive, and it's a living word. So we are now supposed to understand the power that we can speak it, and we can speak life to it, and that we can speak life not only to ourselves, and it's most important, we must speak life to ourselves. We must be able to encourage ourselves through the word, by the word, but then also now being a mouthpiece to be able to speak life into the hearts and souls and minds of others. That is what we're called to do. Hence, that's what is called ministering. You know, being a minister and ministering doesn't always mean being in the church house or the pulpit, but each and every single day when you open your mouth, you need to make sure, we need to make sure that our words are that of life, and that our words are adding to someone's life, that it's an asset, that we're adding value, that we're adding something to encourage, that we are speaking words of love, truth and light, and clarity and understanding, and hope. Because there's so many people out here today that have lost hope. And we don't need to just be preaching to the choir, but we need to be preaching to those that are lost, that may not have the strength right now or the understanding right now that they have the power to speak truth to themselves. They may not understand the word just yet, but that is where we come in. For those of us that know, we are blessed to be a blessing, and to much is given, much is required. So when God gives us that truth, when that revelation is revealed to us, then it is a great responsibility. I take it as a great responsibility, and I embrace it every single day. As I'm speaking life every day, I take it as a duty and a huge responsibility that my words be that of light, that my words be that of love, and that my words be that of upliftment and encouragement and inspiration. Because you never know the one word that you might say, and it may be a simple word, but that day somebody needed to hear that word. I have a saying all the time that we need to pay attention, because Spirit speaks to us all the time. You know, there's that small voice inside of you, and Spirit guides us. And sometimes we just have to be still enough to listen and to pay attention. Every day, I'm also discovering that we have an assignment every day. It could be you just met someone in Crossing for that one day, for that one moment. But in that one moment, that was an assignment. Because everyone comes in our life maybe just for that season. It could be a short period of time. I remember I shared this testimony with you all. About 2 years ago, I was on a train in Atlanta, Georgia, and there was a woman on the train, little disheveled Caucasian sister, and she was crying. She was a little upset, and she was having a conversation with another lady on the bus. I kind of find out she was trying to figure out what stop to take. She was new to the city, but I could just tell that there was something else going on. She was sitting right behind me, so I was kind of hearing the conversation, and then I overheard her say, "I have been just diagnosed with breast cancer. I just came here on the bus from Dallas, Texas, because no one in my family is supportive of me, and I'm trying to find a place to live and find a family member that lives here for me and my son." Now, at that moment, I knew that it was an assignment for me. See, it wasn't an accident that God placed me on that same train to sit in the seat in front of that woman, knowing that I had a nonprofit organization that helped women and men with breast cancer. So I just reached over and said, "Hey, I think you're going to the same stop that I'm going on. And listen, don't cry." I introduced myself told her the work that we were doing through the ministry, through our Pink Ladybug Foundation, and I said, anything you need, we'll be there for you. But be encouraged. You know, getting a diagnosis of breast cancer, my dear sister, does not mean that that is a death sentence. And I know sometimes it's hard when you don't have a support system and you don't have a family that clearly understands. But understand that it's going to be okay. And promise me you're going to call me and we'll get the help you need. We need to help you find a place to live. We need to help you transition your son here. And little did I know, when we got off the train, she just fell into my arms. She says, I thank you for speaking to me, because I was really just looking for a place to commit suicide. She had already made up her mind that she was going to give up. And just by speaking that word, and so I understand now more than ever before that I pay attention to everything that's going on around me. See, that to some people that may have been a small thing, but how God orchestrated that to be on the same train at the same time, at the same place with a total stranger, was an opportunity for me to be able to speak life and to speak truth of hope. I didn't know that she was thinking about committing suicide, but had I not paid attention and had I not been obedient to spirit to say something to that sister, you know, the story could have been different. So in that understanding and in that clarity, I want us all to understand that, you know, words that we speak, I know there's different gifts in the ministry, and I know there is a prophetic gift in the ministry, but I also understand that in the beginning was the word. Everything that was created with the spoken word, and we have been given that same power. The power of our words can heal or they can destroy. They can give life or they can give death. And in that, every time we speak, it is still in the spirit of being prophetic. You know, so I tell people, be careful what you say. Be careful of your words. You know, your mother used to say all the time, watch your mouth. You know, that was a little cliche when you were getting out of line, but how true of a statement that really is. We need to watch our mouth. What are you speaking to yourself every day? Are you speaking that of death? Are you speaking gloom and doom? Are you speaking worry and doubt? God is not, he didn't create us with the spirit of fear. Why are we speaking fear all the time? Fear is an illusion, it's not real. But see, you only know fear when you forgot who you were and whose you were. And that he made you more than a conqueror. So when we tend to forget, we then need to speak life and speak the word over ourselves. And when others forget, he then puts us in a place and places us strategically so that we can speak life to others as well. So I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful for this place. There's just such, I can't even explain it, how I feel right now. And it's just kind of been that way for the last 3 months, but really over the last 10 days, where it's just like, man, I'm understanding it more and more, being thankful for the right now, being grateful for this day. You know, the prayer says, give us this day our daily bread. And even that is such a deeper revelation. So I'm understanding that it's just about today. It's what I can do today. It's how I can please God today. It's about how can I be grateful for today. I can't worry about what happened yesterday, because guess what? I understand that everything that happened yesterday was preparing me and molding me for today. And I can't be worried about tomorrow, because tomorrow will take care of itself. All I need to do is be present in the spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving today, and to speak life today and say, thank you, God, for today. You know, again, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. The word says this is the day. So we need to be present in today. So I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for life. I'm grateful for love. I'm grateful for understanding. I'm grateful for the God that is within me that created us to be more than we could ever imagine, and for helping me build the faith muscle every day until my faith transitions into a knowing. And when you know that you know that you know, then you can stand firm on the truth. You can stand firm on the word, and without hesitation, without, I always like to say, with boldness and conviction and without apology. I don't apologize for the truth. I don't apologize for speaking life. I don't apologize for the light. And we should let our light shine so others may see the glory of God that is within us. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful for speaking life. I'm grateful for this season and this season and time where I really feel that God really is orchestrating things. If you could just sit back and you could just marvel at what he's doing and how he's doing it, and the miracles are unfolding each and every single day, and I'm excited about it because in the next moment, in the next moment, in the next moment, I'm expecting a miracle. I'm expecting Amen. It. So I'm giving thanks in advance. So my dear sister Faith and my other brother and sister that is on the line, I'm just so grateful and thank you so much for this awesome opportunity just to share a little bit from our heart and where God has me right now. It's just such a glorious place to be, and I'm free. I'm free in that. See, we're free indeed, yes? We are free Amen. Indeed. Yeah, Amen. Absolutely. So God bless you. God bless you.
Amen.
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 Does
Amen.
Anyone have any questions or comments?
Oh, yes. That was very powerful presentation that you spoke on here today. I'm just so full from listening to you, and I just felt all the joy and all the conviction when you were speaking. And as you were talking about words and how much life words have, I mean, I can so relate to that. And I am myself a breast cancer survivor by the grace of God. And I can remember that when I was first going through and how the Lord was speaking in my spirit, you know, and if I would say, you know, oh, I have breast cancer, the Lord told me, I don't want you to ever say that again. I want you to say that you have a diagnosis of breast cancer, but you don't have anything. You're not owning that. You have a diagnosis of it. And I just can't tell you how many times the Lord was speaking different things into my spirit and people around me praying me up and everything. So I can really relate to that. So now when I'm speaking to other women and they say that, I'll say, no, you've got a diagnosis of that.
Amen.
Don't say it at all. So, I mean, I'm just right on target with what you were talking Oof. About today. And, you know, I gravitate to when you were saying walking in your purpose, on purpose. That was a powerful statement. And, I mean, there was just so much that you had to say here today, and I just praise God for you. And I'll just say one other thing, and just closing here myself, and also about every day being on assignment. I mean, I ask the Lord daily to help me to be prepared to bless people and to encourage people, to inspire people. And so even today when I was at the rec center, and I had been seeing this one lady, I go there 3 times a week, and I've been seeing this one lady, and I would just just say hello, and that just opened her up to talking to me today, where I was able to give some words of encouragement to her. So I just praise God. I think this was an awesome, awesome testimony of yours here today, and I just praise God that I was blessed to be on the phone to hear you, Sister Dora. So God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. We give thanks. We're so grateful. And isn't that amazing? That's just amazing how, you know, and you have to sit back and just marvel at God's greatness, you know, how he connected that even with you having a personal story of the disease of breast cancer, because it is so true. We can, the doctor can give us a diagnosis. Now it's
Amen.
Up to us whether or not we're going to speak that death over our lives.
Amen.
And have
you
ever noticed
what?
That? Sometimes when
Amen.
People get that diagnosis, that's all they're speaking
Amen.
About now is death versus life.
Amen.
And we have a choice.
Amen.
We have a choice.
Amen. Amen. And I also, I'm going to just say this real quick, and just like the words, and God told me too, don't even be afraid of that word cancer. He says so many people are afraid just to say the word.
Yeah.
He said, I want you to say the word. I don't want you to be afraid of it. But I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to shut up. But I know like with the initials of breast cancer, BC, you know, stand for breast cancer. So God was speaking in my spirit as you were talking today, and God spoke in my spirit about the initial BC. He said for some people, it's how they react to it before knowing me as their Christ and Savior. So it's like BC before Christ, and then it's how people respond because they know Christ. BC because they know Christ. They know how to respond to this stuff. So I praise God. Hallelujah. 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 All right, so go on, Deacon. I'm through with my comments.
Well, you know I had something to say.
Go on, Deacon.
Well, that was a very enjoyable and powerful, and God used a vessel to explain things that you went through to get you where he need to be. But I want to say, the lady you say that you met about suicide, you know, in 1 Corinthians 10th chapter, Paul had said all things were lawful for him, but all things wasn't expedient, and all things were lawful for me, but all things edify not. And then the 24th verse said, let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. And we go to Proverbs 22:9. He that has a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth his bread. So what I'm saying is, sister, the lady, that was divine order.
That was
you
divine.
Didn't know her, but God knew her, and she knew where to put her in that place that you could witness to her. And see, that is the problem that I see in Christendom and in the church, not the body of Christ, but Christendom. We fail to witness to people in need. In other words, we should see someone that's in need. Our spirit should speak to us, but God's spirit and order our footsteps to that individual, because that happens to me quite a lot, but I don't brag on things that I do, but I see it because I see it be God's divine order that is put there in our life. But we have to know the word, but this is it. We can't hide behind the word. We can't hide behind title. We have to know that word and ask God, because David said, Psalms 119:11, thy word I hide in my heart that I might not sin against. So we have to be careful how we speak the word to babes in Christ or to new
believers
that are introduced to the cross. We have to always put the cross in front of them and tell them how Jesus had delivered us from that, because we can't eat from two tables, the table of the Lord and the table of the devil. So we got to make up which one of these menus and tables we want to eat off. So keep up the good work. Let God use you through his son.
Amen. Amen.
Vessel. Amen. And the words that you speak to them, speak them in grace. Speak them in love. Because God is love, and he called us out of his love. He created us in love to be his, to serve him, not the world.
Amen.
Yeah.
We should, and we are to, and we are to separate ourselves from those that are not of the Spirit, because he separated, come from out amongst them. So when we come out from amongst them, but when we go back amongst them, we got to bring the word. We can't go back to them and be an example that they have set and magnet us back into that world of unbelieving. Because once you step forward in Christ, because you see on TV a lot of people, they say, receive the Holy Ghost, and they push him and push him down. But I believe the scripture don't say when Paul got knocked down, he got knocked down on his knees. So a lot of times we have to stay on our knees.
Amen.
Yes.
And give the glory to God.
Pray without ceasing.
He's using you for a tool. In other words, you meet them where they are to get them where they need to be, and that's putting the word in them.
That's the word. That's the word. Yes, Sister Faith?
Amen. Oh, does anyone have any comments? Because I want us to go ahead and say something myself before we run out of time. I also have lost a friend very recent to a person that I grew up with, but to family, due to cancer, because they could not understand her cancer, and she didn't want that sympathy. But even though we was in different states, we could talk to each other. Sometimes we could be on the phone all night talking, and she could open up to me about the things she had to go through. And sometimes we've had many tears as we cried, as we went through the things she had to go through. But in the midst of all of it, there was so much strength in her and through her for everything that she had to go through. And I saw so much of God's strength in her, even though she was going through the things she had to go through. she was so strong in the midst of it.
Yeah.
And, I just wanted to say I'm full, just like Sister Beverly said, I am totally blessed beyond words for what you spoke on today. I feel lighter, and the things that you said about speaking over yourself, it is so important, because when you go out and you see other people, you got to be prepared when God leads you to someone to speak life to that person, and you don't know who it might be. But you got to be prepared, and if you don't feel good or whatever, you got to speak over yourself.
Yes.
Because God did wake you up this morning, and he does have an assignment for you, and you got to be prepared, because you have another day. He gave you another day, and you got to use it for his glory.
Amen.
Yes. Yes, every day that we're blessed to see is a day of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's every day should be a day that we are fulfilling that purpose. We are walking in that which God has given us. And man, when you get that, it's a glorious thing. It's a good thing.
Yes,
it's a blessing. It's a blessing.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Does anyone have any more questions or comments? Okay. So, Sister Beverly, would you like to close in prayer? Sister Beverly? Is anyone still on the line? Is everyone still here?
Yes, I'm here.
I'm here.
Okay. So
want me to do it?
Sister Dora, can you go ahead and close in prayer?
I absolutely will. Be honored to.
Okay.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we just say thank you. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this day. We thank you for your glory and your amazing grace. Lord, we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for using us as a mouthpiece to speak your truth and to speak your life and to tell the good word and to tell the good story about your goodness. Lord, we ask that you lead and guide us in the way that which you would have us to go. Guide our footsteps, that everywhere we go, the land should be blessed. Bless our hands, that wherever we touch, it shall be healed. And let our tongue, and let as we speak, be that of words of life, healing, and blessings. That our words are that of truth, and that our words are that of love, because God is love. You are love, and love is all there is. So we thank you for this day. We thank you for the opportunity to minister not only to ourselves, but to minister to one another, and allow us to pay attention to the assignments, and allow us to continue to walk in the purpose that you have called us. As you call us, and as we are drawn more to purpose, we ask that we just become a magnet of your goodness and a magnet of all things that are abundance, because there is no lack or limitations in the universe. And for that, we say thank you. For that, we say thank you for life. Thank you for our strength and our health. And most importantly, God, we just thank you for blessing us for this day, for the right now. And we just appreciate the right now, and help us live the life that you have ordained for us to live, and to pay attention to divine order. And as you orchestrate, God, allow us to have the wisdom to just choose faith to do that which you have called us to do. For these and many blessings, we give thanks in your almighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Dora Chambers, for coming on the show. We have all been blessed today. The link will go out, and anyone can listen to it. And I just thank you. We all thank you for coming on the show. We are very honored and blessed.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
All right, then. And we're definitely going to have you on the show again. Is that okay with you?
I would be honored to. Anytime,
okay.
Sister Faith. Anytime.
All right. Amen.
Anytime.
All right.
Yes.
Amen. All right. Well, sis, let's say God bless you, and you guys all.
God bless you. Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
life sometimes things grow cold. In this life, tests can take their toll.